Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hello, the weekend's almost here. Hope you had a great week. We are here to empower you with health news you're not going to hear anywhere else. We are going to talk about some certified fat today. And if we get time, we're going to be talking about toxins and how you can avoid some of them and identify them and get rid of them if you have them. And we'll see what else we have if we have more time left here on the show. And, of course, we do have a quack report, but before we get to all of that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our military, always looking out for them through prayer and support wherever we can give it. Appreciate their dedication and service always. And seek the Lord's face and pray for them, that God's hand of protection be on them. And while you're on your knees seeking the Lord's face, don't forget to pray for all of America, because we need righteous men and women to step up to the plate and take control of those positions of power and authority in this nation to get it back on track, because we are way off course. We are worse than Gilligan's Island. We are way off the map. We need to get it back on track. So don't forget to seek the Lord's face so he can help us do that. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Hey, China's got some problems, you know. I heard on the news the other day, it's becoming the world superpower, replacing the old U.S. of A. as far as military might and financial. But they got problems. As the world's population increases, so does the need for food and water, which, you know, China's got a population issue, and they're running out of water, which will dramatically affect their ability to feed their 1.3 billion people. So the Asian giant has been warned by one of their own underground or groundwater experts to either cut its food production or face dire water level restrictions and consequences because the aquifers will sink. Apparently, Xing Kumino, he is the director of Water Research Center in Peking University, he said the main thing is to reduce demand. That's the main thing right now in China. So how does a country the size of China reduce demand, especially during their biggest period of epic growth? You know, how do they eliminate the demand unless they eliminate the number of mouths to feed? There's a question. 70% of the water now comes from their underground aquifers. It's affecting them. Hundreds of Chinese cities now facing water shortages. And if the country, you know, if countries go to war so quickly over crude oil, how much more will they go to war over the basic necessity of needing water? Well, there's a question. Moving along in the Quack Report, sunscreen, they say, increases your skin cancer risk. Apparently, new report issued by a consumer protection organization called Environmental Working Group, EWG, has revealed that many of the popular sunscreens now on the market contain ingredients known to encourage the growth and spread of skin cancer cells. Ow! Oh, yeah. The sun's rays combined with certain sunscreen ingredients tend to damage the skin cells and can lead to lesions and tumors. The worst of this, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has known about this for 10 years and has said nothing. Half of the sunscreens tested contain a vitamin A ingredient. Now, the ingredient, this is a derivative of vitamin A, retinol and retinylpalmitate, which the FDA has studies on that has shown that it's a photocarcinogenic, which means that it becomes toxic to us when it's exposed to sunlight. And this, you know, and FDA reported the sunscreens that contain this derivative of vitamin A. This ingredient causes tumors and skin lesions can spread cancer 21% faster than sunscreens that don't have this derivative vitamin A. Now, don't confuse the healthy vitamin A you find in your food and your supplements with this derivative vitamin A. It's an additive that they put in sunscreen. It's very different. And when it interacts with ultraviolet light, like the sun rays, it actually produces carcinogens in the skin. FDA spokesman responded to these claims and said they thoroughly checked their records and reports and didn't find any evidence of any study. Apparently, they didn't check hard enough because they reported back in 2002 by the U.S. National Toxicity Program, NTP, and they cited the FDA's research, which found the derivative vitamin A both phototoxic and photocarcinogenic. So basically, the derivative of vitamin A also is a, such as oxybenzone, which you find as an ingredient in sunscreens. Also, it disrupts your hormones. And there's also in sunscreens some very, a lot of mystery chemicals, not being proven as safe yet. So 7.8% of the sunscreens that the Environmental Working Group tested were safe and effective. That means 92.2% were not safe for consumer use, just so you know. Moving along, FDA and the cancer industry is in the news. There's this documentary, Brzezinski, the movie, It's a Cancer is a Serious Business. It's a 14-year battle that Dr. Stanislav Brzezinski has undergone. He's a man that created the all-natural, non-toxic cancer cure to protect us from cancer. It's a unique protocol basically the government tried to steal from him to give to Big Pharma, according to him. Back in the 70s, Brzezinski came up with this theory about cancer and a treatment different from the conventional paradigm of targeting cancer cells with chemotherapy and radiation. He came up with a natural formula made from peptides and amino acids that effectively correct the gene malfunction. And he discovered that the true culprits, culprits for producing the growth of cancer cells, and apparently his protocol stops that. The treatment he named anti-eoprostins, and it balances the levels of the two types of genes that are involved in cancer growth, and it prevents cancer cells from surviving. So his protocol is simple and effective, and it targets those genes as well as all forms of cancer without it causing any negative side effects or loss of quality of life. Dr. Brzezinski has successfully treated patients of all kinds of cancers, even kids, with the incurable brain gliomas. So he's in Texas, of course, the Texas Medical Board, and, of course, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration took him to court, and for the last 14 years has harassed the pajamas out of this guy. Although they weren't successful, God's hand of protection has been upon this gentleman, and he had a huge victory over medical freedom. And even though he was put through hell for 14 years, they weren't able to deprive him of his work, but have deprived him of rightful funding for research. So the FDA has approved his clinical trials just to level 3, but, you know, without further funding, he can't get this approved as a national cancer cure. So, you know, of course, there's no money in curing people, so that's why the big battle, right? It's all about who controls the therapies, who controls the healing, isn't it? Oh, always follow the money, sweetie. Last but not least, in the Quack Report, here's a boy in China really wanted an iPad, Apple iPad, so bad that he sold a kidney for it. That's right. Some people will do anything for the latest Apple technology. A 17-year-old boy from China has sold one of his kidneys for the equivalent of about $3,000 or 22,000 yen. The boy basically had some surgery performed without telling his parents to remove one of the kidneys. He was approached, he was contacted online by an organ broker. Get that. Whoa. After he returned home, his parents were immediately aware and contacted authorities. Of course, the hospital denied any responsibility. They say their hospital wasn't designed for that kind of surgery. It's not a qualified facility. So any urology issues, they outsourced to a third party. So and they couldn't get in contact. The authorities couldn't get in contact with the broker. Well, wouldn't you know. Now, the boy's health after he went back home declined since the operation. Of course, now the poor kid is regretting his decision. Apple products are in very high demand in China. It's almost like, you know, a status symbol, right? Yeah, it's like if you live in Florida, you're able to afford, roach treatment. You know, if you're up north and there's a roach mobile outside your home and it's an embarrassment. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all,
folks. Oh, thank you, Frank. Oh, it's kind of a weird Thursday. I don't know. We're going to talk about certified fat. That's the kind of fat you want. That's the kind of fat you want to eat. And we're going to talk about that. So is the fat that you consume healthy? Is the fat that you consume fake fat? Is it real or fake? Well, there's a question. Now, if you read your product labels, you can actually determine if the fat in the packaged product is real or synthetic, and if the sweetening agent is also real or artificial. So if you consume artificial fats and artificial sweeteners, you will quickly pick up weight. You run the risk of obesity and type 2 diabetes. Now, to see how far we as a human race have strayed from healthy living containing real whole foods, here you go. Did you know that in 1880, yeah, I said 1880, there were only 2.8 cases of diabetes for every 100,000 people. Did you know that? But by 1949, the rates jumped to almost 30 out of 100,000 people. And, you know, back then, there was no distinction between type 1 or type 2 diabetes because it was just all called diabetes. And currently, we have about 10 to 20% of the world population on diabetic medication. So you know what? That's 1.39 billion people. And the solution is not high-tech. And it is within everyone's reach. I'm talking the solution. Okay, there's a new study, according to some new research out of Indiana by scientist Susan Swithers at Purdue University. They did some testing with rats. And what they did is they fed a normal high-fat diet to rats, and then they fed a low-calorie, low-fat diet to rats. And that diet contained the artificial fat and sugar substitutes. And you know what? Those rats on the low-calorie, low-fat, artificial fat and sweetener diet actually gained more weight and at a much faster rate than the rats on the regular high-fat diet. And those on the low-fat diets with the artificial ingredients were also more likely to become obese and develop diabetes. Mm-hmm. So a recent interview with David DiSalvo, he's the author of the book, What Makes Your Brain Happy and Why You Should Do the Opposite, he revealed how these fake foods tend to create a metabolic havoc in our body. And he says that our brain is duped with the artificial fats and sweeteners, which tend to trigger a biological response. So if we eat real fat and real sugar, it tends to set off a chain reaction. We have the salivation in the mouth, and then there's some chemical triggers that trigger hormonal reactions in the digestive area. So when we eat those real fats and real sugars, the body is anticipating the real calories that come from real fat and real sugar. So when the nutrition doesn't materialize, if you're eating fake fat and fake sugar substitutes, you know what? Your brain freaks out. And it triggers the quote-unquote starvation mode, and it converts the calories that you do have into fat, and it stores it. And most likely it stores it around your abdomen. So the brain is kind of wired to react to taste, and it controls the chemicals and the hormones metabolically. So really, there's no way to change the brain setting from, quote, taste to, I don't know, have your cake and eat it too, you know. There's just no way to change that. Well, let's look at some of these culprit foods that can set off this change reaction. Check your ingredient labels, though, and avoid the foods that will make you overweight and diabetic. Foods containing olestra and aspartame, these make you crave starchy sweets. These are the artificial sweeteners. These are the artificial ingredients that supposedly block fat absorption. So these ingredients have been shown actually to interfere with the human body's ability to regulate food intake and metabolize nutrition. So in other words, these ingredients will encourage you to overeat and to eat empty calories, whereby putting you on the fast track to looking like a sumo wrestler. And scientists have known that artificial sweeteners confuse your nutrient receptors in your body, and they confuse them into thinking that real sugar is being supplied to the body. And the body is unable to metabolize this fake sugar, so it just stores it as fat. It doesn't know what really to do with it, so it just kind of puts it over here, and we'll deal with it later. Now, to give you an idea how widespread this food conspiracy is, read your label on the following products. This is an example. Pringles, potato chips, margarine products, non-dairy creamers, Cool Whip, soft serve ice cream, bread products, Fiber One cereal, popcorn, light fat-free yogurt or light orange juice, and Quaker snack bars. And you'll get an idea of what you're up against. So, you know, it's time to get real. We all got to get real. Since the brain has its own setting controlling the metabolism, and when we try to trick it with re-engineered foods, it can lead us down a road difficult to backtrack from. So instead of trying to eat foods that are supposedly make us, you know, slim really quick, we know the brain has an appropriate response, right? It has an appropriate response to the nutrition we provided. So instead of eating or trying to eat foods we know the brain has an appropriate response to and provides nutrition to help keep proper weight, we're eating crap, and the brain doesn't like it, and the body doesn't know how to metabolize it, and so we get this syndrome X, where you got all that weight around the middle. Now you know what those foods are, the foods that we're supposed to be eating, right? You know what they are. Those are the whole grains, organic meats, fruits and vegetables. The brain has the appropriate trigger in response to that. It can metabolize it appropriately, and you're going to maintain the appropriate weight for you. I want to look at the roots of the matter. You know why we have re-engineered foods, don't you? You know why they do that. They tinker with our food. Well, it isn't to prevent starvation from less spoilage. That's not what it's about. Fake foods with extended shelf life are intended for one thing and one thing only, and that is for profit. So these profits come at the consumer's expense. And when something doesn't seem right and when it isn't natural, you have to follow the money. Okay? So the love of money is the root of all, not some, but the root of all evil, according to 1 Timothy chapter 6. And, you know, there is a way that seems right unto men, but in the end thereof is the way of death, Proverbs 16. This is true. So is it possible, then, that with the development of extended shelf life foods that mankind invented new disease, like type 2 diabetes? Well, the first attempt at making margarine, for example, was in 1869 by a Frenchman. His name was Hippolyte Menet-Morez, and he called it palatable table fat. And it was a combination of sesame, gypsum, mashed potatoes, bleach, gelatin, and hog fat. Sounds delightful, doesn't it? It was introduced to America as margarine in 1874, but you know what? The Americans didn't like the taste of that product. Processed oils hit the scene in 1899 when David Wesson introduced cottonseed oil because it was a cheap alternative to olive oil for cooking, and it has really taken a toll on the lives of millions. The FDA should actually ban cottonseed oil from the market because it's full of pesticides. I mean, you know, really, you got to load that crop with pesticides in order to harvest enough cottonseed. So, yeah. Alas, you know, too many Americans, though, FDA is not going to ban that because too many Americans have a love affair with potato chips and junk food, which are full of cottonseed oil and all kinds of processed oils. So then in 1903, the hydrogenated oils hit the market, and, you know, this was there, and was there for a reason. It's a patented process that was invented by William Norman, and so that turned unsaturated fatty acids into saturated fats. Nutrition to poison, right there. So the floodgates of adulterated foods were swung wide open, and more artificial oil was produced, you know, for instance, Crisco and trans fatty acids, for example. And three and four generations later, we are now beginning to see the detrimental effect of artificial fats, artificial sweeteners and oils. They're not, you know, that weren't immediately obvious in the beginning. So now, hey, if pets and insects refuse to eat these types of foods with those types of ingredients in them, because of the pesticides and toxins from processing, then should we eat them? Think about it. So, well, if you suffer from digestive problems, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, dry skin, cardiovascular problems, asthma, arthritis, or other ailments, hey, you're going to benefit from switching off the fake oils to olive oil. One teaspoon of olive oil contains 120 calories and 14 grams of healthy fat. The body can metabolize that fat. It's not going to store it. Okay? So this fat is monounsaturated and will not be stored as fat by your body. The people of Greece, Italy, Spain all know the health benefits of using olive oil and are the countries with the lowest statistics of heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. Now, our ancient ancestors used olive oil to heal wounds, and this oil is excellent for skin problems. And not only is olive oil metabolized correctly by the body, but it lubricates mucous membranes and your joints. The antioxidants found in olive oil are greater than what you get in vitamin E. Now, this oil is a must for those suffering with diabetes, according to the journal article in the September 2003, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Excellent. But you know what, folks? What this proves is that you are definitely in control if you want to be. Medical science would have you believe that diet doesn't play as big a role as genetics do in regards to health. And this is one reason why science is allowing our food industry to come under attack with adulterated food ingredients and GM foods. However, nutrition does affect DNA, or the food and the drug companies wouldn't be developing products which influence enzymes to switch off one specific receptor while turning on another. So everything we do has an effect, good or bad, and it is so disrespectful to our Creator to tamper with His design and think that we can improve on that. So try to eat foods in their original package and skip the processed stuff as much as you can. You'll be amazed how much energy you'll have, and with consistent progress, you'll be able to reverse many of the health problems you now are experiencing. Now, remember Colonel Sanders, KFC, the original recipe? Colonel Sanders, founder of KFC, had a very successful marketing campaign stating that he used only whole ingredients in his original recipe. Now, I say, you know what? Use God's original recipe and keep your foods simple. And more importantly, keep them as whole foods. In other words, avoid overprocessed foods which have nutrition stripped away to extend the shelf life. And then they pump the food with artificial ingredients to dupe your taste buds. Also, make sure your supplements are whole foods as well. Synthetic vitamins or isolated nutrients are not what God intended and will not deliver the desired result. So for a free product catalog with certified organic whole food supplements, call Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number. It's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the prostate kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we are empowering you with health news. We were just talking about how to eat some healthy fat and avoid the artificial fat and sweeteners that will make you fat, obese, and diabetic on top of it. And we were directing you to the whole food supplements without any adulteration at Apothecary Herbs. You know what? Check out their authentic goji berries, full of antioxidants, in their original packaging, I might add, and also their Body Foundation food mix, which is packed full of whole food vitamins, minerals, amino acids, plant proteins. If you're currently buying several supplement products, you can actually replace them with that one item for under $40. Call Apothecary Herbs, and tell them I sent you. 866-229-3663. Of course, thepowerherbs.com is their official website, and that's where your health options just became endless, right there. Well, we're going to talk about our talk world for just a minute.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Okay. Hey, we're back. Got some technical difficulties. I apologize. Well, we finished up on that subject of the toxins. So, but do get on the stick and contact your senators regarding your dietary supplement labeling act, Senate Bill 1310, because it will impact your rights to have quality supplements out there, so do your due diligence there. Also, coming up real soon, Apotheca Herbs is going to have their annual stock-up special. I will be announcing probably next week all the particulars about that. So that's a good idea to stock up and save for the coming flu season. So it's their annual stock-up special I'll be announcing hopefully by the time I'm back here next week. Well, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about judgment control and what that means for you. Basically, a lot of people are dealing with their anxiety. They're, you're in the kind of feeling a little pressure, freaked out, the way the economy's going, what's going on in Washington, D.C., and all over the globe. So what they're doing is they're dealing with their stress in dangerous ways. People are abusing alcohol and recreational drugs and basically making their situation worse. There's like 500 million U.S. children ages 9 to 12 already addicted to alcohol, and so they're taking the example from their parents. So we have a nation that spends a lot on alcohol dependence programs and abuse treatment, like almost $500 million, which we're no more better from. We're also spending more on that than on cancer and obesity treatment, $329 billion for that. So and people have small, portable, affordable breathalyzers they take with them now when they go out partying so they can check their, you know, their DWI risk before they go home. So what is that? You know, are more men or women drinking and trying to deal and cope with stress? Well, the amount of alcohol it takes to impair judgment differs for both men and women. Common knowledge is it takes more alcohol to impair a man compared to women because of the size and muscle mass and blood volume. Men have basically a higher tolerance, average guy, 220 pounds, and it takes two or more drinks to put a man that size over the legal limit. And then when men get past the third drink, they should really not drive and need to call a cab. For women, 140 pounds, let's say, impairment begins at the second drink, and women shouldn't drive at all. So some facts. Alcoholism doesn't happen overnight. It takes about 15 years for someone to become a full-fledged alcoholic. However, this time frame can be shortened if drinking begins in the teens or very young adulthood. People who live with alcoholics take 10 times the amount of sick leave than those who are not exposed to alcoholism. Medical science states 40% of alcoholism is passed on through the genes, which makes about 60% is caused by other circumstances. So approximately about 43% of the adult U.S. citizens are here are related to an alcoholic or a recovered alcoholic. And there are presently 3 million adult Americans over the age of 60 who can't function normally without a drink. And sadly, 6.6 million children in the U.S. live with an alcoholic mother or father. So right now, there are approximately 14 million U.S. adults fighting to beat their alcoholic addiction. Married adults are at a lower risk of becoming alcoholics than unmarried. And there also seems to be a rise in alcoholism among retired baby boomers because of what we're facing in the economy. Well, I'm almost out of time, folks, but I wanted to give you some hope there. There are some things that you can do to relieve that anxiety. There are some herbs out there that can help you and not give you the addictive side effects of recreation and alcohol. Taking the stress off the nervous system. Be aware that everybody's tolerance level is a little different when you use that product. Do with liquids. They work a little better. And anywhere from 1 to 4 dropperfuls is where you would fall into as far as dose. Also, if you do have an addiction now, there is a treatment that is used very successfully in European spas, and it's called the cold sheet treatment. This is a fast track of dependent toxins that make you dependent, kind of lock you into dependency out of the system, kind of removes the need or taste for alcohol and other substances that you're addicted to. So if you'd like a free handout on the cold sheet treatment, do contact the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They will send that to you free of charge. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Of course, outside the U.S., 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219.
and their website is thepowerherbs.com. For information, more information on therapies, including the Kolshi treatment, which is inside the Power Herbs book, you can download that book, 400 pages worth of health tips, secrets, herb secrets, and therapies for just $14.99 from the powerherbs.com website. So that's a good place to start to empower yourself, learn more about how you can use herbs to sidestep a lot of problems. So check that out, or call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. If you don't have access to the Internet, they can figure out a way to get that book to you. It's an ebook download through email. So that toll-free number is 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Goodness, I'm almost out of time. If you have a health topic you'd like me to cover on the show, just let me know. Give me a call. Send me an email off the powerherbs.com website. Hey, don't go anywhere because Messiah's Branch, Pastor Dan Catlin, coming up next. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Please seek medical advice from a licensed medical doctor before using any product or therapy, if you dare. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.